is different from Australia. So Mike, come and share with us. So I'm just going to do a brief introduction. I love Mike's heart. He's always for God, for the people, and for community. Not just Christian community. Wherever he go, he wants to bring the light of the world and the salt of the earth. And then also encourage brothers and sisters and say, come along, we are better together. You know, I don't want to do this on my own. So that's my heart in a small glimpse. You're going to enjoy what he's going to share because there's just wealth of experience, not just in theory, but in so much practical and testimony and examples all over the world. So Mike, I welcome you here. And we just ask now in the name of Jesus that our hearts will be anointed to hear our friends, but also a humble servant of our Lord. Whatever he brings, Lord, may our heart be anointed and lightened to hear what the Spirit is saying through might and end in Jesus' name. All yours.
Thank you. So good to be here with Anne. We have three kids. Girls who are grown up, two are married, and six grandchildren. And by the way, these are not sermon notes, but these are blessing tips. This is what to take with you when you talk. You become to the speaker next to the person you meet when you leave this place, and you can bless them in Jesus' name. And I want to share this afternoon this sense of what it means to walk with God and be that blessing. God is good. What did you say? I'll say it again. God is good. God is faithful. God is love. And God is here. So that's what Toh is telling us just now. And we take confidence that in our weakness, he is our strength. And God is a God, is God, who blesses Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Blesses with love, blesses with peace, as we sang, and blesses with the joy of his presence. God said to Abraham, I will bless you. You will be a blessing. All nations will be blessed through you. And those who bless you, I'll bless. Those who curse you, I'll curse. He didn't tell Abraham to curse anyone. But he said, you're designed to be a blessing. As we walk every day in the presence of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. God has made his home with us. So wherever we walk, we are walking heaven on earth. And you walk with one other person, just one. And it says two or three, as you prayed, gathered together in Jesus' name. Ask the Father, and he'll do it. When Abraham was on his journey, God said to him, I will make your offspring as the dust of the earth, so that if anyone can count the dust of the earth, your offspring also can be counted. Arise, walk through the length and breadth of the land, for I will give it to you. Notice it doesn't say, I will make multiply all little boxes of people meeting in little buildings called church. It doesn't say that. It says, I'll make your offspring. What's that? Your family. And God is inviting, the Father is inviting people to join the family through Jesus, to know his love, then to become the body of Jesus on earth together, all shapes and sizes, all different gifts, and then to walk. As they walk, you're actually seeing a temple of worship rise in every nation. And that's what's happening in Adelaide. Not the city of churches, but the city of the church. And I have a sense of a special presence of Jesus upon you and a special assignment for you in the south and beyond, just like we have in the north. When Abraham was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to him and said, I am God Almighty. God is almighty all the time. God is good all the time. God is wise all the time. Walk before me and be blameless. And I will, that I may make my covenant between me and you and may multiply you greatly. To be blameless is to see the revelation of righteousness that comes through the cross, that comes through Jesus alone. David Pawson, has anyone heard of David Pawson? He tells a story of a bike he knocked on his door. He had this jacket of all studs in the back. And he goes into the house. He sits on his chair. When he left, the chair was had all the marks of his jacket was left there. And he said to David, I want to be baptized. And so David said to him, go home and come back to me next week. I have one question for you. Ask Jesus to show you everything in your life this week that you do not, that he does not like. Ask Jesus to show you everything in your life this week, every day, that he does not like. It's repentance. So he comes back and he comes to David and David said, so what happened? Yep, I found it. What is it? He doesn't like me biting my fingernails. And David said, okay, I'll baptize you, but make sure you ask the same question next week. Because it's a journey of transformation. Because the blameless are those who walk in the presence of Jesus. We were buried, therefore, with him, were baptized into his death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in the newness of life. So we're living in the life of God right now. And as you worship, you're simply opening heaven to bring to earth and to begin to see the heaven's agenda, God's agenda, Father's agenda on earth. It's newness of life. It's restoration of all things. It's transformation in all society. But if we walk in the light, he is the light. We have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sin. So you walk in the light of his presence. You walk in the light of what Jesus has done at the cross and in his resurrection. So that God here now is total peace. Because all the anxiety, all the problem, everything is dealt with by Jesus. But you walk together to encourage one another. Just as Toe encouraged you now with that truth. Because we tend to drift. When we drift, we get into something Jesus doesn't like. What does he do? Invite us back to the place of worship, which is a place of surrender of everything. I say to you then, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. And as you walk by the Spirit, what does that mean? You are walking in love as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us as a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. So as you've received Jesus the Lord, so walk in him, rooted and built up in him, established in faith, and just as you were taught, abounding with thanksgiving. So as you walk, every step is a step of thanksgiving. And you haven't got it yet. The word walk is not about religion. It's not about performance. It's about relationship. First of all, we walk with God, blameless because of the Son of God's work, washing us clean, receiving Father's love. And now we walk with joy on every street to bring to every home peace and every community the love of God to abound with healing, with deliverance, and with salvation in Jesus' name. So we've been walking a long time, Anne and I, with Jesus. But I want to talk to you a little bit of our journey. Life is a journey and life is a story. And I used to walk in Cobbler Creek and we were part of Clovercrest Baptist Church and used to pray for the northern suburbs where there was very little light. And we went on a journey with others to begin to walk with the presence of Jesus, walk with God, walk with a friend, and walk to bless others. The word bless is to bring the goodness of God into that situation. See, a lot of people in the church today are caught up with all the darkness that's happening there, and well, I've got to protest against that. That's wrong, and that's unjust, and that's so true. But I've discovered the more you look into darkness, the more darkness you find. But when I look into the book of Acts, they didn't focus on that darkness. They focused on Jesus, who's risen, who's here, and who's Lord. And then spoke blessing, which brought, think of those two men that walked. They've been in the place of prayer, that's like in your home, going to the temple, that's like coming here. And they walked, they've been praying, they're going to pray, and they're on the street. And you know, it's an evil system everywhere, and there's hypocrites and the Pharisees and the Roman Empire is all there. They're not focused on that. They're just worshiping Jesus. And then here's a man who's got a felt need. He wants some money. But his real need, he needs healing. And they didn't even pray. They said, we don't have the money, but in the name of Jesus, be blessed and stand up and walk. And he did. That's what you're called to. Ordinary people every day being the church. Walking with him. We say we can't do it. That's good. That's the starting point. He can. But we have to step out with him. Faith, it's a risk. But what is it a risk to? Oh, well, kids club. I'm not sure if I'm suited for it. I feel unqualified. That's good. Step out, take a risk. The only thing that may suffer is your reputation as you make a few mistakes and learn as you go forward. Step into it with Jesus. So about 18 months ago, David and myself, a friend of mine, we walk every couple of weeks, almost every week actually. We walked around this evergreen estate and we blessed it. We prayed for one house, and we asked for people of peace, but also been asking for peacemakers. You know, peacemaker is the Christian who's living down the road who goes to another church, but he belongs to Jesus. And you've got all this little light in that house, and you've got all this little light in this house, and you all go to Sunday light, and then the rest of the week, the light's hidden in the home. Nobody sees it on the street. So we just prayed for a person of light. And the house was built. That was the first house occupied. My wife and I knocked on the door, gave a gift, and welcomed them to the neighborhood. They'd bought their house and discovered that he's an Uber driver from Fiji, loves Jesus, and he's got to know his whole neighborhood, and that's become a street of light. God's at work. Last November, Davern Park, who's heard of Davern Park? In the north, 60% unemployment, Playford, 2,000 school-age kids are not in school. Desperate need. So even Kids Club needs to think innovatively how to connect with them. So Hope Street and Streetlight, there are ministries up the north that help with that. Last November, 12 of us gathered in the Amazing Grace Gospel Church, which also is the Amazing Northern Multicultural Services. Have you heard of it? Have you heard of Amazing Race? Have you watched Amazing Race? Well, when they came to Adelaide, their last stop was that church. And they had to sing in Swahili a song before they could move on to the final leg. And a Swahili song they had to sing is, if you want to be blessed, you need to know Jesus. What do you think of that? That's broadcast around the whole nation. And they've got a maize garden, and then Gardening Australia saw that, and they also featured that. Anyway, 12 of us met there, just like it was a building like yours. We were from different worship gatherings. I don't call them churches. The church is the people. We came together, and we were still the church. And then we broke up into teams of three, and we walked the full length of Peachy Road as it is in Davern Park. Blessing. Anne was with an African sister and another sister. I was with a Burundian brother and then the Pali Bhutanese brother and different ones with different people. We're just the intercultural church, the mosaic of Jesus. And we're walking and blessing and praying for people. And then I asked a question of the two people who walked with me, David from Africa, what did you see? He said, Jesus is beautifying the city. Beautiful perspective. You know, we can get focused on the darkness and the dust on the road, but he saw what Jesus was doing. He wants us to be part of it. Then I said to Pastor Bida from Nepal, I said, what do you see? He said, green everywhere. What do you mean? There's little green shoots of life going to flourish in this city as we walk. As we walk, not just a project of prayer walking, But as we walk in relationship with God, in relationship with one another, loved by God, loving one another, and loving the blessing into every home as God gives specific blessings to specific homes. And that's meant for the whole church. Then we gather together, the 12 of us, and Pastor Zipporah, who is with us, who's Kenyan, she got up and just told us she had a dream of green. This is all last November. That's what she saw in the northern suburbs. Now, when you think of the northern suburbs, do you think of green and flourishing? Be honest. Yeah, but maybe don't be honest. Let's believe that. Let's believe that God, there is dignity under the surface, created in the image of God, and only need to return to be reclaimed because God, Jesus, has already died to redeem them. It's God's way. So we did that, and she had that dream. And then I've been walking in Andrew's farm, but my friend David lives in Dasrin Park on Peachy Road, Gavin, and he kept on saying, Mike, come and see this park. Let's go and meet there and open God's word and have communion together and bless this little neighborhood at the heart of Dasrin Park. And on Google Map, I looked at this park. It was dry, barren little patch of land in the midst of all these broken down houses. I thought that really needs transformation. Now, this is a few months after November last year. So I decided to go ahead and have a sneak preview before I met Gavin there, and I drove to the park. I have never seen grass so green. Gavin turned up, we opened the Bible, and we blessed that neighborhood with flourishing in Jesus' name. Then we were prompted, let's come here and just sing. And so David Niakuri from Africa and others, I couldn't get there. Anne and I ended up going to a funeral. They planned it, and the plan was just to sing, but somebody else who didn't come told us to have a barbecue, so we followed them. They didn't even turn up. So those that turned up had a barbecue. Initially, it was just the 10 people who turned up from the different churches, but it rained. Nobody came out. So our pastor of this little church went over and knocked on a few doors, and 4 people came out. And 2 started to come to the little worship time we have. And those 2 said, can we have a cuppa in the park? So we started to have cups of tea in that park. Now they said, can we be church in our home? They're struggling to go to a church. Can you come and be church in our home? So last Wednesday, we were in their home, and we're taking them through what it means to know the God who blesses. And last week was the first session. God is good. He loves you. He gave his son for you. His Heshed love is unstoppable. And then we talked about that. We watched a little video, and we asked them, these are people that, you know, are drawing towards Jesus, but on the road towards him. We asked the mum, what did you get? She said, I think I need to turn a new leaf and keep turning a new leaf towards God. I want to learn. Her husband, we've been blessing him about his language and so forth. He was really quiet. And he said, you know, life is an up and down experience, but God invites all of us to come home. So you hear what I'm saying? Ordinary people. We may come to a place like this, and it's beautiful to taste God is good when you meet together here. But it's only part of it. You don't go to church, you are the church. And you go into a home. And they want to be church, and they want to drink. Hungry. There's a hunger in society that the church inside the building is disconnected. Because we're in the building full of light. We're in the home full of light, but we're a bit intimidated by people on the street. We're wondering what they really think. But I think there's a greater hunger than what we understand. And what holds us back? Intimidation and fear. What breaks that is the love of God in Christ Jesus. So as we just come to an end, I want to walk you in the life of Jesus. He walked. Everywhere he walked, he was the blessing. But he only followed the instructions of his Father. And he depended, even though he's God, he depended on his friend, the Holy Spirit. They're all one. And he walked. In one case, we see him meeting a rich young ruler. and who said, I'd keep all the laws, like a person who goes to church. And Jesus said, you lack one thing, sell everything and give it to poor. Come and walk with me. And he couldn't do it. Then he said how difficult it is for a rich man to get into the kingdom. It's like a camel going through the eye of a needle. And then the disciples said, but then who can be saved? And he said, what's impossible for man? You see, if we go and walk and try to do it for Jesus, it's impossible. But what is impossible for man is possible for God, and he chooses to do it through you. Because he's with you, and it's his plan, and you're his plan to be that blessing. And then he moves on, of course, and he talks about his death and resurrection and what he's going to do, what's going to happen. And then the children are trying to get to him. They're trying to bring them, and the disciples are holding them back. Suffer the little children to come to me. Because Jesus is there to bless everyone, starting with the children. Unless you become as a child, you can't enter the kingdom. Walks on, and there's a blind man crying out, Jesus, son of Nazareth, have mercy on me. And they push him back. But Jesus said, what do you want? I want to be healed. Be healed, you see. He walked and he blessed. Because he's filled with the Father's love and the power of the Holy Spirit. But he's a son who has authority to do it. And he's with you today. He hasn't changed. And then he walks in. And you remember, it's impossible for man, but it's possible for God. The camel, who can put a camel through the eye of a needle? Jesus can. So he walks into Jericho. And what does he find? There's a little man who's very rich, very corrupt, and too small to see Jesus. So he climbs up the tree. And Jesus knows everyone in your neighborhood by name as you walk. And he's with you. And he might even give you the name of somebody to bless. And he walks in, he looks up, and he knows his name, Zacchaeus. I'm coming to your home to bless you. And Zacchaeus, wow, everybody else complaining. Don't you know who this guy is? He's the most corrupt guy in town. And what happens? A life is totally transformed by the presence of Jesus. And he gives away generously and pays back restitution. So my encouragement to you today is take time to be attentive to Jesus. He will open your heart to the Father's love. He'll release the joy of the Holy Spirit. And every step does not need to be a step of anxiety, but a step of blessing. And how do you transform your steps in life into steps of blessing? By love. But where does it start? Find one other person loved by God. Choose to meet together. And start by praying and open your heart in worship to God. And it says to me, don't be anxious for anything, but in prayer, supplication, with thanksgiving, make your request known to God. And the peace of God that passes understanding keeps your hearts and mind in Christ Jesus. So every step is in the non-anxious presence of Jesus. And so my encouragement is follow on this page here. You can go through this later with your friend and pray through this. It's an encouragement to the city of Adelaide to walk to bless. First of all, how are they to preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach good news. How beautiful are your feet? Just take a look at them. You have beautiful feet because you're walking. You're not just carrying the presence, you're walking the presence. Heaven comes to earth wherever you walk because you carry the news, and the news is Jesus. Be the presence of Jesus. Listen and be attentive to people, maybe a child in the school. Enjoy building a relationship, maybe eat. See what God is already doing. And then simply show Jesus by loving. And speak Jesus by telling a story about Jesus. Whatever God puts in your heart, could be a prophetic word, a word of knowledge, could be a word of blessing, could be simply a question to invite them to know what Jesus has done for them. You can't, but he can. And he chooses for you to do that. look at this middle page, take time, and go through it. Start a movement in the south. We're in a movement in the north. You belong to Christ on the back page. My sheep hear my voice. You know that you hear his voice, not just for you, for him. And when it's for him, it's for everyone else. So you've got to turn off the me button. I learned that yesterday. We had a gathering going through this yesterday in the north. We booked a hall. My friend who did it didn't turn up, so I had to turn the alarm off. And I put the code in, and I kept on pressing enter instead of off. And so then I realized, that, I've got to press off. And then it struck me, so many of us are like that. Put the formula in, pray in Jesus' name, enter it. Now I've got to do something. No, we've got to turn off what we've got to do to turn on what God wants to do. To belong to Christ, bless people and places. Don't forget the land needs to be blessed, being restored. And you're on a quest to make disciples. And I'll just close with this brief story. In Andrew's Farm, another place, we walk. So we'll walk the street, or we'll sit in the cafe, or we encourage them to drive, but we usually walk down, just pray, look back, and always look back, ask God, what is a blessing you want to give to this street? Proclaim a blessing. What is a blessing you want to put on this park? Do that. So West Parkway, I was walking with my friend Ian around that area. We blessed the park, blessed the homes. A little while later, I was in a global meeting for prayer, intercessors around the world. And I ended up in a breakout room with five people. Okay, these are hundreds of people from around the world, five people. And the first person to speak was Joska from Sudan. And first thing she said, I'm Joska from Sudan, and I live in Andrew's Farm. Why did she say that? And here's that little place we are walking every week to bless. And then I said to her, whereabouts in Andrew's Farm? Near to West Parkway. Oh, we're planning to be there on Tuesday to pray and bless. Oh, I'll meet you there. Later on, we knocked on a few doors and we had a barbecue there, and we've just been blessing, getting to know some people in that neighborhood, just being present. And her prayer is she'll find a family or a person that she can walk with. She's had that prayer. And then yesterday, we had this gathering of people from around the city who want to learn about walking to bless, lifestyle of blessing, showing hospitality, cake and cuppa or barbecue in the park or the home, and then learning to make disciples. And about 35 people came, and I met Michael. And Michael made a point of saying to me, I live in Andrew's Farm. And he was at that meeting to learn how to walk and bless, and he's there with his wife. And then so I texted him today, gave me his number, and I discovered, where do you live? I live next to West Parkway. Oh. So then I said to Joska, do you know Michael and his family? She said, yes, his wife gave me her number. We're going to start walking and blessing. They go to different places. You understand what I'm saying? There's a river that's flowing. And God is doing more than what you see, and you're part of it. I walk down the street. I've got to tell you this. To my normal walking Cobbler Creek, hear my name, Mike. Turn around, and there's Matthew, a painter from Iran, Muslim background believer. He had looked up through the window and just saw me walking, running past in that moment. Runs out to me. He had a bad back. I prayed for him. He went to the doctor. They fixed him up on that one. And then he said, I have a problem going into these homes. What is that? I feel the darkness. I said, you know how you conquer the darkness? With the light. Don't look at the darkness. Look at Jesus. So what do I do then? Proclaim Jesus. Speak his peace. You are his light. And then two weeks later, I'm in Salisbury, and another Mike, I'm crossing the road to go and meet somebody, and it's another Matt Mehdi from Iran, from another part of, from the south actually. And we got talking, and so I introduced the two together. And then he reminded me, Mike, remember when we last met? No, what happened? He said, I asked you to pray for my back. Oh, yeah? I mumbled a prayer, I remember that. He said, I was healed the next day. So I'm reminded, it's not our work. And God will give you glimpses of what he's doing. God bless you.
We'll get the worship team. One of the things we do is, you know, Mike have shared tremendous encouragement. we do worship after sermon or sharing is because